Chapter 1. Gale, 1999. The country retreat was Dan's idea. Somewhere out in the back of beyond, away from all the hype and expectation, shitty fireworks and crappy parties. Just us and the natural world as we watched the passing of a millennium. It surprised me to see Mr. Life and Soul eschew the celebrations of a lifetime, but he insisted the night should be meaningful. He hit every syllable of that word. We agreed. Of course we did. Where else would we go and who with? The six of us spent every significant moment together. More importantly, we shared the insignificant ones too. We were best friends, a cosy clique, and when I look back at those times now, I would describe us as an unhealthy codependency. 20 years ago, I didn't know that expression existed. When Mika offered his place near Prague and told us about the lake, that was totally unexpected. Simone caused a fuss because that is what Simone does. Jumping into a frozen lake, was he crazy? The lake might be dirty and we would all get sick. What if something went wrong with the sauna? There was no one around for kilometres. Who would rescue us? When Simone flapped, her voice grew higher and her French accent more pronounced. Her theatrical alarm made it easy to laugh at her, despite the fact she voiced everyone's fears. We each adopted our usual roles. Dan made jokes, turning one of her silk scarves into a superhero's cape and promising to rescue her. Lovisa sat beside her, holding her hand and addressing her concerns with practical answers. Clark teased her about being a French drama queen, and Mika played the paterfamilias. He repeated how his family did this every year and nobody had even so much as suffered a scratch. Dan did his flipper routine, arms stiff, body bobbing, wide eyes and huge grin. No one could resist the performing dolphin, even if one was unlikely to be present in a Czech lake. The imminent adventure sounded like a break from the norm. This was an opportunity to be part of things and I'd be damned if I'd let the girls' side down. Choosing my moment, I announced I was going to jump into the frozen lake and no one could stop me. Lovisa gave me a high five. Simone's protests subsided into shrugs.